This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, a weekly overview in this hour of what's going on in the world of technology, how it can be used to help you. That's why I take such an active role, because I need a lot of help when it needs twisting. And I have Greg Stebbins joins us, Victoria Keelan and Doug and Kara. The extent of my technical process, I'm learning, I'm doing better. And a lot of these things intrigue me, but I still have a flip phone. And I bought a bunch of these. I keep, when they wear out, I just give them to somebody else, and I hook up the new one. So last week I got a new one, said I was very impressed. It was really, the speakerphone was working great, Greg, and I felt together with it. And yesterday, everybody I called said they could hear an echo on it, whether I was on speakerphone or whether I was just using a regular effect, putting it up to my ear. And so I'm wondering, from the technology genius that you are, as the technical editor for Men's Health magazine, what do you suppose the problem was with my phone? My guy Bob said, it's absolutely not the phone. It has to do with the satellites. And I mean, everybody I talk to got an echo back, to the point where it's so annoying they would not want to talk to me.
Well, I guess you know, the way you solve these problems is you have to start asking questions. For instance, were you in all the usual places you usually are?
Yep.
Or a new place? Okay.
Nope.
So nothing changed in terms
nothing.
Of location.
Nope.
And nothing else changed except the phone itself.
And it was working fine until Saturday. Last time I used it, I think, was Saturday night.
And this phone itself was working fine until...
Yeah.
It started echoing. So,
right.
It, you know, the thing we forget about our cell phones is they're radios. And radios, you know, your voice is traveling through the atmosphere, and it's subject to all kinds of climatic and other variables. So
I used it this morning to call my lawyer, and he said there was an echo on it this morning.
Mm. You know, the one thing I will say, I have AT&T and an iPhone, and I've had AT&T forever, and the service is, it's pretty good. But the one time that I always get an echo that is so bad I have to get off the phone is when I talk to my mom and dad, and they have Verizon. There is something between Verizon and AT&T that they do not get along. And
really?
It's so... Do you have Verizon, Doug? What's your service?
I have no use for Verizon, but I still have them. I don't like Verizon.
I feel like it's a Verizon cell thing.
Really?
It's the only time I ever experience it.
I always hate to contradict Bob.
Yes.
But it may be the phone. I mean, this is a new phone, how long have you been using the phone?
A week.
It may be that in the use of it, something got rattled or jiggled inside, or, I mean... The easiest thing, I think, I assume you can just take the chip out and put it into another phone.
The lady at Verizon reprograms it.
You'd have to go to the store to reprogram it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, you could spend hours trying to get to the bottom of this, but the easiest thing to try is, frankly, to just take another phone and see if the echo exists. And, interestingly enough, if you're going to go to the Verizon store, can they hear the echo? Because if they can hear it there... Then make them fix it. That's their job.
Right. Well, I'd be happy to have Verizon in some way, shape, or form do their job. I have very little use for Verizon, and less and less every day. I find them to be obnoxious, horrible, greedy, gluttony, just like every other huge monopoly. I went to the State House to have the state rep try to deal with it. They get Verizon into the lobbyist and the chief operator in Massachusetts into the department, the Attorney General's office, and they still say, we're not going to do it. We have an ISDN issue. with my landline. And that's a special line, not important for everybody to understand what the behind the scenes is. But they refused to deal with it. They just said, we don't have to, we don't want to, and we're not going to. That's it. That's how they take care of their
lovely
of the people who pay the bill. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So thank you for that. By the way, one of the things I want to call your attention to is Greg's book that is fabulous, White House Confidential. All kinds of things that are important for you to know between now and Election Day. This is a big seller. I think it was number one on the Amazon list of most read books about the White House having to do with former presidents, right?
Wasn't that? I am proud to agree with you on that. Yes.
But seriously, it's called White House Confidential. Great read about presidential history. All right. So the computer world is changing. I have been told by my technology guys I had a new tower. I call them towers. Set up as a hard drive, I guess, right? What is that? The tower is called a hard drive, or the thing that houses the hard drive? Yes? No?
Maybe.
Maybe. You're a great support system. Thank you. Anyway, I'm going to replace this one because I'm using Windows 7.
Okay.
And it's slow. I got new screens, and I'm going to get a new tower. And so this should fix the problem, but for how long? I find that the fixes for computers last about a week to a month. And then either back to doing what they did before, or there's some new problem. Is this just me, or is this what it is?
Well, so first of all, I think what you're referring to as a tower is a desktop computer, correct?
Yes,
It's not a laptop with a hinge and a screen. Mm-mm. It might sit under the desk, but it's a desktop.
Right.
Yeah, so here's typically what happens is someone gets a new computer. It's faster. It's more powerful. It has an advanced operating system. And then new problems crop up, A, because it's all new, and so it operates a little differently, and it doesn't do things the way you used to do them, and that's frustrating.
Yep.
But the other thing is often when presented more power and more speed and more capability, we try to do more than we used to try to do, and then again push the limit somewhere so that we create new problems. So if you want to use any computer anytime in your life, and I include phones and tablets in that, you just have to accept that there's going to be, you don't have to accept that you can be angry and frustrated all the time.
Yeah.
But which is a reality. And you know what?
A lot of people feel that way about technology all the time.
I feel that way all the time. But I am always pushing things to the limit. You know, Walt Mossberg, who's really the great grandfather of journalistic technology reporting, he wrote for many years for the Wall Street Journal. His first column about computers began with the line, "Computers are hard to use and it's not your fault."
Uh-huh.
And that was probably in 1984, I'm guessing. And you know what? They're still hard to use. It's still not your fault. But you either have to accept them for what they are. They do amazing things. They also have limitations. And that's not going to go away. So accept it or decide to use them less and less in your life. And good luck with that.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, with that in mind, as it's back to school time, maybe you're shopping for a new computer. Most everybody finds themselves doing this every year or two. So we'll give you some ideas during the course of the hour today. What to look for, how to find the perfect computer for you, because it's not the same for everybody. Everybody says, go get a Mac. Well, that might not be right with you. So we'll figure it out. Greg, Victoria, and Doug here at 16 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online. We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, we have 18 past the hour, so we're going through the pluses and minuses of getting yourself a new desktop computer. Or is this for a new computer? Are more people buying at back to school laptops, or are they buying PCs?
Well, Doug, I think you're the only one buying a desktop.
Really?
They make sense.
Out from the rest of the crowd in a lot of different ways.
Gamers are the only person, college I knew who had desktops.
Yeah, right. I mean, for most people, a notebook or a laptop computer makes more sense because they have all the power you need. There's not a big price difference. And frankly, we live in a mobile world. You may not think there's going to be a time where you wished you could just pick your computer up and move it or take it with you, but there will be. And even if you can't imagine it now, if you've never had a laptop and you get one, you will find yourself running out the door with it in your hands.
I do have a laptop.
A laptop as well.
Yeah, right. I don't use it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I use it somewhat. It's downstairs on the desk in the kitchen, and it's more for general usage. You know, I keep up with all the rest of the business stuff is upstairs in the studio in the office. But, you know, I mean, this is something that is a preference of mine. What's customer preference? That's really what we should be looking at.
How can we help people with customer preference. Customer preference is a laptop. And I think it should be said that once you have a laptop, so for instance, I'm sitting in front of a 13-inch Dell, and I have it plugged into a very large monitor. There are ways to plug multiple monitors into a laptop. So you can essentially use a laptop, if you choose to, like a desktop, and set it aside and plug in a keyboard, plug in a mouse. I'm using a mouse. And use it as if it was a desktop. But then when you do want to be mobile with it, you have the option of unplugging the cables or having a docking station, unplugging that, and just running out the door with it. There are certainly times where you know you'll never move the computer, or maybe you want more power and a desktop makes sense, but most people prefer a notebook or a desktop or a laptop.
21 past the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, discussing on Tech Talk the back-to-school computer, or maybe just need a computer like I do for my office. Where's the best place to go? The keyboard, how important is that? What is it that you decide? What helps you decide between Mac or Microsoft? That kind of stuff. So where do we begin here?
Well, so I actually just replaced a notebook computer, and I learned some things that really surprised me. The first is I think you want to think about how you use the computer and how important the keyboard is to you. So if you're just kind of hunting and pecking with two fingers, what I'm about to say may not be as important to you as someone who actually types, you know, learned how to type and is a speed typist. I type very, very fast, so the keyboard is important to me. But manufacturers have been toying with changing, making subtle changes to the keyboard, so that when you go to reach for a certain key, like the return key, it may not be there. Or it may be a different size, or it may be next to another key. So the first computer I bought had a special key next to the enter or return key, and so 100 or 200 times a day, I wouldn't hit the return key, something else would happen. And I finally realized I have 40 years of reaching for that key, and I'm never going to be able to adapt to this keyboard. I took the computer back because of the keyboard. The other thing you want to look at is a lot of laptops, as you get into the larger sizes, like the 15-inch and the 17-inch laptops, instead of having a standard keyboard, they have a number keypad next to it. And again, if you're a touch typist and you type fast, that's probably going to throw you off and you're not going to like it. It literally changes how – it's called sense memory. It forces you to change what your body has learned to do for years and years and years. For most of us, that change is going to be very painful. So if you're shopping for a computer, you want to look and see if it has a number keypad. And the other thing is, cheap computers often have cheap keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend a lot of time your arms will ache at the end of the day. Your hands and your wrists will hurt. So Rule number one, when you buy a laptop, find out how many days you have to return it, because if it's a cheap keyboard, you're going to want to take it back, or you're going to suffer for every day that you use it for the next year or two. A good keyboard is the single most important component in a laptop computer.
You know, I have a MacBook Air, and this was my first, this is when I made the transition to Mac, and Karen and I were talking off the air. My MacBook is now 5 years old, and I've never had a single problem with it, and it's running on all of the latest software updates and everything, and it's great. But the first thing I noticed about it is how easy it is to type.
Yes.
And it was, and when I switch back, when I use my parents' laptop, they have a PC, and I find it just, it's so arduous to just type an email, and it's amazing how much it's there's such a huge difference. There really is.
So people operate on the assumption that a Mac is more expensive, and I don't think that's necessarily true. And here's what, so first of all, if a computer is important to you, don't buy a cheap computer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's essential to your social life, to your business life, to your school life, you need to spend money to get a good, high-quality product. And if you're going to use the computer for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years like Victoria, the difference of paying an extra $100 or $200, if you can afford it, you should pay the money.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Yeah, the point I want to make about... Now, by the way, I'm using a PC, so I'm not advocating for Macs when I say this, but here's why Macs are consistently better machines. Well, after the break, I'll explain why they're better machines and, frankly, a much better value if you can afford the upfront cost.
Uh-huh. I like that, boys and girls.
That's a tease.
That is a tease, yes. We got a number of different things to take apart, but Greg is especially qualified to discuss these things, and that's why he makes for good conversation, good fodder. Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin and Victoria Keelan. We're working our way through the problems or opportunities, probably a better way of looking at this, the opportunity for you to buy a new computer. What is there that you should be looking for? The keyboard is important. Why bother to look at the warranty? Because by the time the warranty plays out, this thing is going to be useless. I'm looking at the warranty, interestingly enough, for the computer I bought a year ago. I think it was April. And it's not up to par anymore. I think it was a 2-year warranty, so why bother? Why would you bother getting any, especially to be foolish enough to buy an extended warranty? You got to be nuts. Yes, no.
I think under some circumstances you're nuts if you don't buy an extended warranty.
Why? Why would you? What's you're going to keep this thing?
Well,
how long does the extended warranty last?
So, for instance, I just bought a Dell. And one of the reasons I bought a Dell was I knew that for $150, I could get a 3-year on-site warranty. So if I have trouble with this machine, someone comes to me no matter where I am, at home, in an office, traveling, with the parts, and they repair the machine. I think that's, as you spend more on a computer and as it becomes more mission critical, one of the most expensive parts about having a computer is having to replace the computer. It's easier and easier today because of the cloud, but it takes time to find the right computer and then to transition to it. I don't want to replace a computer every year or two. I want to wait 3 or 4 years, and an extended warranty enables me to do that. If you're buying cheap computers, it matters less. If you're not using it for business, it matters less. If you're storing everything in the cloud, it matters less. But that's where you really need to weigh how you use a computer and what's really important to you. To me, having a long lifespan, and it's one of the, again, one of the reasons to get a Mac, because you will keep it much longer. It's just, if you don't sit down and evaluate what the priorities are to you, the odds of you getting the right computer for you are pretty slim.
But you got to know a lot about it or something about it. There almost ought to be consultants that do this. I have people that work with me that I find very helpful because they know what my strengths and weaknesses are. But, you know, does the average person have that? I need him for my business. So I have somebody who's a business consultant, and I call him up, and he's got all the keys to get on my computer in his office. So he just goes in and fixes what needs to be fixed, bing, bang, boom, and we're done.
Yeah, I mean, I think almost everybody knows somebody who knows a lot about computers. I mean, I'm the go-to computer guy for all of my friends and my family.
Right.
The reality is that consultant is a good salesperson at a good store. You know, if you find a good local computer store and you pick the right time to go shopping, like 2:00 on a Wednesday, you'll get all kinds of help. But the most helpful thing you can do is to walk in having already asked yourself questions like, what's my budget? What are my priorities? How long do I expect to keep the machine? Because if you have already asked yourself the kind of questions we're talking about, that salesperson is going to be able to give you their best possible help.
Mm-hmm. Victoria, what's
your... Yeah, that's true. You don't want to go into a store. It's kind of like going into buying a car. Oh, I don't really know what I want. You know, I have no idea. And then you end up buying something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or going in on Saturday afternoon when the store is busy and there's a lot of other people. You
right.
can get great personalized service. And I'll throw in a plug here for Best Buy, which, you know, I have no formal relationship with them. They're not paying me to say this, but they're essentially cornering the market on laptops. They're getting manufacturers to create what they call blue label laptops that you can only get at Best Buy.
That's
and
smart.
I'm assuming that what Best Buy is doing is listening to what customers are looking for and going back to the manufacturers and saying, like Dell, and saying, we know we have a market for this, make it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really smart of Best Buy. It also means that when you walk in a Best Buy store and it's not crowded and you find the smartest person there in the computer department, they're going to be familiar with the computer you're interested in if it's one of those blue label machines, because it's essentially their machine created in partnership with an outside manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're getting the picture here. One of the things that we ought to talk about is the I have an iPad. And I had the touchscreen. I was using the touchscreen, but then I got the base for it so you can use the keypad. I find that that's the most distressing. You were talking about getting a really good quality keyboard or something that makes it not frustrating. Even if you're the smaller the screen, you can buy those new, or you get those apps for $3 that give you a bigger surface upon which to hit the keys. I think that's the, no matter what kind of a computer you're using, that's the biggest bugaboo for me.
Well, I always kind of laugh, and when I go into a coffee shop, I love to watch people who have propped their iPad up, and now they're using a connected keyboard by Bluetooth, and I love to watch them try to pretend like they're actually working on it like a computer, and looking at their face, because their faces are always so pained. A computer is a computer. A tablet is a tablet. One of the things you cannot use on an iPad is a mouse. And if you're trying to do any kind of work on a screen, There are two things.
Even I know. Even I'm not dumb enough to try something like that.
but you can walk into a Starbucks and you watch people. You are, first of all, I, as an editor at Men's Health, I'm waiting for 5 years from now when we get all these reports of people having shoulder surgery because they spent all that time using a touchscreen instead of a mouse. There's just, you know, your body is going to use a mouse to manipulate things on the screen much more effectively than you having to reach up to the screen all the time and use your finger. Touchscreens are amazing. They're just not amazing in that setting. If most of your work requires a computer, get a computer and don't trick yourself into thinking you're going to get the work done effectively and easily on a tablet with an external keyboard.
Microsoft just came out with their new tablet. Was it last year? I think it was one of the... Is there the Surface?
Yes.
And I'd heard good things about it, but it really doesn't... You know, I had a friend who was using it, and he had the little attachable keyboard for it. And I thought about buying one, but it really doesn't make any sense when they're about the same price as a laptop.
Yeah.
To get that when you can get so much more and just a more comfortable user interface with a laptop.
I think, you know, I said earlier before the break that how manufacturers are changing the keyboard. I think there's been so much emphasis on tablets that we've all forgot how important the keyboard is as an input device. We're now taking it for granted. We all learn to type. Whether you're a two-finger typist or a touch typist, you know where the keys are. Moving the keys or making the keys, there's actually a science to how high the key should drop when you hit it. I mean, the keyboard is the single most important component on the computer. And if you buy a machine with a bad or a cheap keyboard, you are going to hate that computer every minute you use it.
I think that's the main reason why I always scream and curse out loud whenever I'm on my parents' laptop. It's the keyboard, much more than the operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so...
Go ahead.
This brings us back to a Mac versus a PC. And one of the things to understand about Apple is that, you know, in the PC world, there are hundreds of manufacturers making PCs. Nobody is overseeing the quality control. And in the Apple world, there's, what, three or five different Mac computers. Not only are they able to completely control the quality, but they're able to control the quality of the components inside. When you buy a Mac, they have continuously improved the components inside, whereas when you buy a PC, mostly what they're doing, they're not looking for better and better components. They're looking for cheaper and cheaper components, which are never better components. So at the end of the day, if you can afford a Mac, you are going to be buying a better computer that is going to give you much longer, uninterrupted service than if you buy any PC. That's just a reality of the economics of scale and the ecosystems in which these machines are made. Look, I'm saying that sitting in front of a PC. There are reasons why it makes sense for me to use a PC versus a Mac, but I knew when I bought this new PC that the best computer I could buy was an Apple computer. And those are the kind of decisions you want to make for yourself.
I find it very interesting as I get used to what I want is comfort. As I don't have to work and think. And whenever I get onto a Mac, I have to just reorient myself to what it is, how the various, if you will, designs change. But I find for my working, Outlook is the best way for me to go through my email and to save it and work with it. And you can't get that on a Mac.
Although well, you can use the mail application, which is how I have all of my mailboxes are all organized, and it looks just like Outlook, and it acts just like Outlook. It's just not called Outlook, but that's what, I don't like Google Mail.
I'm pretty sure there is a Microsoft Outlook for Mac.
Yeah, there is.
Mac.
There's so, Office I mean, for Mac.
But to your larger point, Doug, it is certainly an adjustment to go from a PC to a Mac or from a Mac to a
PC. It's true there's a learning curve because even with the keyboard, I have trouble with Mac keyboards sometimes because I'm so used to the PC, and Mac keyboards tend to have, I think, a little less space between the keys.
A final word from Greg Stebbin on all this in a matter of moments here. Tech Talk time at 44 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, 47 past the hour. Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara. Did I say Kara? Did I say Victoria? What did I say?
You said Victoria. Thanks for remembering me.
All right, so the cloud and how it's changed. We got a couple of minutes here. Do people need to know about the cloud and how it operates when they're buying a new laptop or a new computer of any size, shape, or form?
Well, here's why it becomes very relevant, is when you go to buy a computer, you're going to find that the hard drives are getting smaller instead of larger. And there's two reasons for that. One is they're now using and favoring solid-state drives, which are more expensive, but frankly, a lot faster. If you have a choice in buying particularly a laptop or a notebook, the solid-state drive is a better choice. But they're smaller because the prices haven't dropped to reach what the disk drives used to have, these spinning drives in them. So you're going to get a smaller hard drive, but why that doesn't matter for most people is most people are keeping their documents in the cloud. They're using Google Docs, or they're using Dropbox or Box or other cloud-based services. So you're keeping less on your computer anyway, and frankly, that's a much better way to protect your stuff anyway.
Yep.
Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. It's good day, Tech Talk time.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour. Victoria and I going through some of the stats in a moment. There's a new app that will let you cut animal cruelty from your life. We'll find out how that works. I noticed the top nations with the most stations and TV sets in China, there are 400 million television sets. In the United States, 219 million. Does that surprise you? That's all the TV sets, because most homes, well, we're thinking about homes and not people. Many homes that I know have two, three, four television sets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Japan has 86 million TV sets. India, 63 million. Russia, 60. Germany, 51. And Brazil, 36 million. Other stats that are interesting for those who follow this sort of thing with technology. 64% of the United States uses smartphones. That's the percentage of smartphone penetration in the U.S. this year, up from 52% 2 years ago. So 12% more. You look around, you think everybody's got one of these things. But about two-thirds of the population has a smartphone. I don't know if that takes into account kids that are under the age of 10 or 12. I think it's irresponsible to give a youngster a smartphone, frankly. They're so distracting because there's so many things to be done. You can use them for so many different things.
global computer game and video game sales has peaked last year, $17 billion in video games. $17 billion.
Well, look at the Pokemon Go alone.
I mean,
it's crazy.
What that's all about. All right, in a moment, Victoria's going to explain this new app that lets you cut animal cruelty from your life. Let's figure out how that works right after this.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Victoria, what's the story about this new app?
Well, as I was laid up this week and hadn't left my apartment for a solid 7 days, I decided to sift through some new apps that are out there, and I found one called Cruelty Cutter, which is sponsored by the Beagle Freedom Project. I don't know if you have you heard about that?
No.
It's for whatever reason, beagles are the most tested on lab animals as
really?
Far as dog breeds go. And in every state, there has been legislation to allow these dogs, once they're finished with their testing, to allow them to be adopted instead of euthanized. And some states, California recently passed that. New York is working on it right now. I think Massachusetts, it's been passed. So these animals can go on and have a wonderful life with a loving home instead of just being euthanized. Yeah. So the Beagle Freedom Project has started this new app called the Cruelty Cutter. And it's a free app. It's super simple to use. And all you do is scan every product that you have in your house, or if you're in the store, you can scan the product and it tells you immediately if that product was tested on animals. And so if that's something that's important to you, which it is to me, to not buy products that have been tested on animals, then it's a super fast, easy, and free way to eliminate animal cruelty from your life. And in my fits of boredom throughout the week of being homebound, I pretty much zapped everything in my apartment, got rid of some stuff that I was surprised that I didn't know was tested on animals, and some other products that I'm really happy aren't tested on animals. So the Beagle Freedom Project is a nonprofit. You can look it up. There's lots of great information. And Cruelty Cutter is the free app that you can download for Android and iOS.
All right, there you go. There's the story on that app at 59 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.